Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 3. Let me get to my notes so I'm not scatterbrained. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. The Apostle Paul wanted a representative from the church at Corinth. When he would go, if he went, he wanted somebody from the church at Corinth to go. Why? To accompany him to help deliver the gift, the offering that the church had received. Because we see in verse number 4, and if it be met, the word meet here in the King James, it really just means if it be fitting or if it's possible. You go ahead and select somebody who would receive that, you're going to receive the offering. You select somebody, it's probably an elder, deacon, I don't know, probably somebody in the church, I don't know. But anyway, you select somebody to take this offering. And if I can go, we see in verse number 4, and if it be meet, if it's fitting or if it's even possible that I go, they shall go with me. We want to go together. Why was that so important? Paul wanted to be open and above reproach in all matters, especially in finances. He was going to receive probably a large amount of money because the church of Corinth had some money because of the area they were in. We had the privilege of going to Corinth here just a couple of weeks ago, and they were by the port. You remember the temple of Aphrodite, and we climbed, me and Doug, climbed up that mountain. We didn't quite make it to the top. We wanted to make it where the temple of Aphrodite is. It's no longer there, but the ruins was there. You could see it from the sea, the ocean. It was a spectacular temple. And y'all remember when we looked at this back in chapter number 7, that temple that was there. It's no longer there. But I said they were wealthy there because it's a wonderful town, commerce and all. I read while I was there, outside of Rome and one other city in the known world, they were the third most, prosperous city in all the known world. So even though these Christians were under persecution, obviously the church at Corinth, they had some things. Because in 2 Corinthians, he told the church at Corinth about those poor saints at Macedonia, that they were in deep poverty, and yet they were willing to give out of the abundance of their heart. So the church at Corinth had some means about them, obviously. So we see, so whatever that offering was, Paul wanted somebody to represent that church at Corinth. As a part of openness, and I'd say probably Thanksgiving and other reasons, but Paul was always open and above reproach. Verse number 5. Notice, now I will come unto you. Notice in verse number 3, he said, when I come, he reminds him again, verse number 5, yea, I'm coming. And when I do, yea, I want to winter with you. Kind of like we have some snowbirds, Helen and Ray, King, okay? They come for the winter here to Florida because it's kind of cold. Y'all from Pennsylvania? Yeah, from Pennsylvania. And it gets pretty cold up there in the winter. We got snowbirds. That they come winter here in Florida. I'm glad they come. I'm so glad that they come. And that was Paul's idea. I want to come winter with you. The climate was a little bit calmer. And then also the seas, the Mediterranean Sea, because of the rough seas of the winter and all. He said, I want to make it over to you and stay there the winter with you. By the way, remember, let me run this rabbit. I'll catch it, I promise. Remember 2 Timothy, when Paul wrote chapter number 4, he told Timothy, I want you to bring my cloak. Remember the cloak? That was his coat because it was kind of cold there in prison. He said, when you come, Timothy, come quickly. He said, and when you do come see me, he said, bring my cloak, my jacket, kind of cold down here, And then the second thing he says, and bring the books. So there's a coat, cloak, and then the books. And then he says, especially the what? The parchments. So the books and the parchments were two different things. What do you think the books were? Nobody really knows. You just say, what do you think they were? Huh? I think Steve's on the right track, okay? They're books from other people studied. You know how we have commentaries, other people written? And remember, Commentaries are written by commentators who are commentators. You'll get that on the way home. They're just common folk who, because they've studied and all. And so perhaps these books that Paul was talking about was what other people had wrote or what, I don't know. And maybe he liked, who's the guy, people all used to read that Western guy? Louis L'Amour. Maybe he liked this, I don't know, you know, but it's good to read. Thank you. It's good to read. So anyway, he said, bring the books. But he said, especially, more important, you bring the parchments, that word of God that we have. That's so important to me. Well, let's get back to the notes. Now, I will come unto you, and I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia. As on my journey, coming to you, I'm going to pass through Macedonia. And then he says this, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. That's an interesting thought. Now, I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to be there during the wintertime, Lord willing, because he says, if the Lord permit, if it's at all possible in the wintertime, for one reason, my health maybe just to recover because of the trip across the Mediterranean over there. Stayed the winter, probably good for him. For fellowship, ain't it great to fellowship? I shouldn't use the word ain't. Is it the word? Oh, yeah. Ain't fellowship good with the saints and brothers and sisters? It's a time of refreshing. And so Paul using that example. But also he mentioned about that ye may bring me on my journey whither I go. Another reason for the stop in Corinth was that the church might assist him with his finances on the missionary journey. Remember, this money that they were collecting was not for him. It was what we would call designated offerings for the saints at Jerusalem. So in other words, the monies that he would get, he's not going to reach his hand in that, well, I need some money too. And that was for them. But he said, while I'm there with you, if you're willing, if you're able, maybe you can assist me. Because I'm on mission, I'm on my journeys. And by the way, that's why we help missionaries. We sponsor 14 or 15 missionaries out of this church, but we support over 60. I don't know the count. Matter of fact, we have our missions conference next month and we want to add three more. Let me throw this one. Ray McAllister, he's our missionary. He asked me, Ray, don't mind me saying this. Last week we gave everybody a nice Christmas gift, all the missionaries. He refused to take it. He said, I don't feel like I'm, what was the word, worthy of this? Because he's an old man. Say that out of great respect. And he said, take it. I said, no, we want you to have this Christmas gift. It's a love offering. You take it. He said, well, I'll take it in one, what was the word you used, Ray? Huh? Condition. That was the word. I want a condition. If next month you take me off of the missionary, he's not able to do this anymore. You take me off of the missionary support list. And then, and I said, we would do that. And in his, what we give him every month, we can add three more missionaries. So the money that we had been given Dr. McAllister, we have a missionary conference. We can choose just an idea, maybe more, but you get the idea. The idea is to help them on their journey too. And that's, we need to help missionaries. That's what it's all about.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And join us this week, Monday through Friday, January 19th through the 23rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for our annual mission conference. We're serving supper nightly at 5:45 p.m. with services at 7 p.m. Hear from missionaries around the world, special music, and great messages from the Word of God. We hope that you'll come out and join us each evening, January 19th through the 23rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. If you can't join us, you can watch online at westwoodmbc.org. And be sure to mark these two special dates on your calendar. Friday evening, the 23rd at 7 p.m., the Rogers family will be our featured music for the night. And then Sunday night on January 25th at 6 p.m., the Kingsmen will be our featured music for the evening. We hope to see you soon. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.